Thank you, young lady, for the reminder. Yesterday, while I was watching the news story about the local Warren man in the Secret Service, there was also news about a little boy that was being chased. 4-year-old little boy was being chased in his neighborhood by a coyote. I don't remember where. It could have been in Michigan. It could have been anywhere. But he was running, and in the video, you probably have about maybe 8 to 10 seconds before you see the coyote coming up behind him, still, like, chasing after the little boy that was screaming, and the little boy got in the house safely. But then you were saying something that one dragged off. I think you said a 7-year-old. Correct me if I'm wrong. I apologize. But, yeah, I mean, it's just everywhere. And, you know, Rick, you nailed it on the head up there in the UP. Wolves are everywhere, and I have a very, 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 very close friend, very near and dear to my heart, who went to Michigan Tech up there on a DNR scholarship, and she never made it to the DNR world. She ended up being a race car driver with a rally up there, and she's now retired from racing, but she drives the medical vehicle for IndyCar gets drivers to the care facility or to the hospital or whatever she does. But she's a few years younger than me, but we've known each other for God knows how many years. But she used to tell stories about the wolves and how they, like, befriended them on the campus. You know, they actually had, like, classes or whatever you call it where these wolves were being studied up there at Michigan Tech of all places. And I've heard a lot of interesting stories. And she belongs to some society now that protects them, even though she lives out in Arizona now.